I deliver this 10-minute mussar the morning after the emotional levaya of one of the poskei hador of Yosef Shalom El Yoshev, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I wasn't zocheh to know Rav El Yoshev personally, but my love for Talmidei Chachamim, I read a lot about Yoshev, and I just want to share three lessons with my dear Talmidim that I think can help us in our Avodas Hashem from the life of this great tzaddik. Firstly, Rav El Yoshev's birth was a miracle. Rav El Yoshev's parents waited, and I've counseled, me and my wife have been zocheh to counsel many couples with fertility issues, and the number 17 years of going without children is an absolutely astonishing phenomenon that they were zocheh to have one child in Europe when fertility procedures were unheard of. 17 years after their marriage is almost unfathomable. It brings to mind that imos, the akaros. There are Bali Musar that say that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Sari Imenu Akara, and it took so many years for them to have a child, Yitzchak. Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoilid us Yitzchak, is to emphasize that in order to create something great, sometimes we've got to wait a long, long time, and we've got to daven and cry very, very hard. In order to shaft, to create a gadol ador, to create a smada, in order for him to have the siyata d'shmaya that he had, here was someone who had, frankly, did not have leadership skills. He was not an orator, yet he had such a hashpa on people due to his hasmada, which we will get in a moment, but I think also due to the tefilos that his grandfather, the Mekubal, the great Leshem, and his holy parents put into him, and the Mesiris Nefesh of his wife's family, Rabbi Levin Zatzal, all of that created this great phenomenon of Kula Torah. Rabbosai, my dear Talmidim, if there's something that you want so dearly and you've davened for it, don't give up, don't stop now. Sometimes it takes 17 years, if you've noticed in our Musar Shmuz, and that is a theme that comes up over and over again. And sometimes it takes 17 years for a parent to have a special child. There's no question in my mind, after reading a lot about Rav El Yoshev Zatzal's life, that the key figure, and it was testified by Rav El Yoshev himself when he insisted, when it was discussed who he would be buried next to, he insisted being buried next to his wife. There's no question that is due to her that he became who he was. The stories about her, of course, the mother as well of Revitzin Kanievsky, are absolutely startling. They're inimitable. No one should try to imitate them. But as Rav Ginsburg says, these stories are a compass for us to learn from. And I'd like to understand it a drop more. They say that the night before Revitzin El Yoshev passed away, her body was already torn by cancer. She would normally wake up with her husband 2:30 every morning when he began his Seder Alimut from 2:30 to 5 before the Neitz Minyan. You must see the illegal video that was taken of Rav El Yoshev learning at that period of time. It's a tremendous hesorus. It was between the time of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. when her husband was sleeping. Again, the night before she passed away, a grandchild was there to help help her out, take care of her. The grandchild woke up in the middle of the night and she heard her coughing from her cancer treatments. And she looked around and she couldn't find her grandmother, and she saw that her grandmother had gone outside in the cold Yerushalmi night. And she was coughing outside, and she said to her Savta, "Why you've gone outside?" And she said, "I don't. These are the 4 hours that my husband gets to sleep. And I don't want to wake him up from his learning." Rabosai, that's above human. That's a malach. A malach before their p'tiras neshama. But I want to add a little bit more to the story. We mentioned the pasuk, Ve'ela told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram ha'ilidus Yitzchak, I heard from the Adver of Amshana of Shlita. At a tish, the Rebbe once said, in his inimitable style, that the midah, the reason why the Torah repeats, Ve'ela told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram ha'ilidus Yitzchak, there's a well-known Rashi, but al pi Kabbalah, the Rebbe said, an idea that I didn't understand at the time. And that is that in order to shaftsu shafin amida fin gevura, darf min farzach chesed. To create the mida of gevura, strength of hasmodas haTorah, beforehand one needs chesed. I'll pick up all of these, are probably very, very lofty and young, but on a very, very practical level. Rebbetzin Elyashiv from the house of Rabbi Aryeh Levin Zatzal, the Rav of the prisoners who loved every Jew, who was Moser Nefesh. She saw in that house a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh for Chesed. The Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Aryeh Levin to create the Yishuv, the Yishuv of Yerushalayim, the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, the Yishuv of Chesed, is in my mind no doubt the source of the tremendous Siyata Deshmaya that Rav Yoshev had in 100 years of Hasmoda and Amelus Batorah. Rabosai, we see over and over again. I see it in parents who themselves don't really know what Torah is, but when the children grow up in a home of Chesed, the Eila told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holid as Yitzchak, the Midah of Chesed produces the Midah of Gevura and the Midah of Hasmada. The second thing to be mechazik ourselves on is that we should create a Mesiras Nefesh for Chesed and know how it will be Megalgel in terms of Torah. Finally, the last point, the most important point for Bnei HaYeshiva, for Lomdei Torah, for those who are Koveya Itim LaTorah, we've lost a tremendous beacon of Asmada. And every single one of us has to pick up, in a small level, our Asmada. And there's so much to learn from that beacon of Asmada. Rabosai, there are so many things that distract us. They distract us, and sometimes they're good things and important things. Here was someone that was so disciplined in his day. He had calculated every minute where he would squeeze in all of the shailos that came to his desk from all over Klal Yisrael, all of the political questions that he was asked to deal with. But everything else was squeezed around his schedule of Torah. 2:30 in the morning to 5 to be able to make sure he would get done his chovos with ne'imos haTorah. Watch it, listen to it. The sweetness, the avas haTorah, no sense that there was anything else on his mind except for the Gemara that he literally had his nose inside of. Sometimes we justify ourselves to take the phone call. Klal Yisrael needs us. This person needs us. Here of all, Klal Yisrael was waiting at his door, and he was disciplined that every moment that was designated to learn, he was determined that he was going to learn. And we can't shut off our phones for 20 minutes. I'm not talking about even for a 3-hour Seder. Maybe we should. But for 20 minutes, Rabosai, how often has it been in the last few months that we've learned 20 minutes straight without any interruptions? An hour straight, an hour and a half, 2:30 to 5 in the morning. Dear friend, the Rebbe Rav Chizkiyo Nevensal tells me about our great Rebbe that he knows his schedule during the day down to the minute. And Rabosai, I say this with the absolute kavod. Rav Nevensal was mevatel himself to Rav Yashav, and this is the reason why. Rav Chizkiyo knows his schedule to the point of when he's even going to go to the bathroom. What about our schedules? Rav Yashav was once approached, it was probably by Rav Aryeh, his grandson, who was Mishamish him, with a mazel tov. Zeide chava mazel tov fareich. I have a mazel tov for you. Your great-grandson has had a grandchild. What is chus? To be around? Be'ezer Hashem, we should be around when our great-grandchildren have a grandchild. Rabbi Yashav looked up and he said, Ich ken made a design mit them. I say Eidus with him. The distance, according to his legend, and this story I've not verified, according to the legend, Rav Yashav was claiming that in Hilchos Eidus, the gap of generations was so great that he'd be able to testify in Besdin with this. I can't even calculate how many greats there are over here. And then he commented, Ich Peter, I ask you, next time there's such a mazel tov, it's a mazel tov for Klal Yisrael, it's a mazel tov for Klal Yisrael, but please don't interrupt my learning. Such hasmada. Yet we're checking our emails, and I speak to myself, Rabosai. This is the beacon that we've lost. And this is the light that we need to look up to. And to take a very practical achrayas, to learn with a hasmada, with a seder hadvarim, to on the one hand carry the all of our friends, but at the same time, Rav Yashav taught us Talmud Torah keneged kulam. As I conclude, I just want to say one more story about this Talmud Torah keneged kulam and conclude with a very practical mussar to you. I was Baruch Hashem back in the States at three weddings and they were absolutely beautiful of Talmidim. There's no greater nachas and no greater joy or Rebbe, and I'm giving mussar to myself because even though I learned a little bit during the days, but I spent a lot of time at those chasanas. And we Rabbeim need it. We need gaz to see that, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing Adar Yesharim. It's known that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zeich Tzadik Levracha, the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbe of my Rebbe, Rav Nevensal, and Rav Yashav were Mechutanim. Again, legend has it, it's hard to verify these stories. Now both of the parties are now Ba'olam HaEmes. They're living a Chayei Olam. But legend has it that after the Chuppah, Rav Yashav turned to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Rav Shlomo Zalman was a very personable person. And he said to Rav Shlomo Zalman, a mazel tov. And now he said, I'm going back to learn, going back home. He was ready to leave his own daughter's wedding. After the chuppah, he was there, he took her down, he had done his chiyuv, he had married her off. Now back to Asmada, now back to Amelus B'Torah. And legend has it that Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I don't let you go. And Rav Yashav spent a few quote-unquote tortured hours dancing with the Gedolei Torah of Yerushalayim. Rabosai, our weddings, do my Talmidim, does Klal Yisrael, do Amelei Torah need to spend 6-7 hours at the wedding, indulging in the smorgasbord, and there are serious issues sometimes of Shmiras Einayim there? For sure there's a mitzvah Mesameach Chasan V'Kalah, for sure we need to relax. But let's use this as one example of many. Ask ourselves, am I making the most of the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me on this world? May the lesson of one of the Poskei Hador, Rav Yoshev Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the lesson of Asmada, which was produced by tremendous tefillah and chesed, be one in which we actualize and change a little bit of who we are.